Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yale Bravo, and Netflix sometimes, too, everybody. I'm Ronnie, that's Ben over there. How you doing, Ben?
Oh, I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good. Just one more day until we're on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen on the Bravo channel. Can you believe it?
I actually cannot believe it. I'm not going to believe it till I actually see it. But right now, our names are on like my DirecTV programming guide, and that's already weird enough to see. I'm like, what? How did that happen?
Yeah, we're so excited. So watch that. We're going to be after the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion part 3 tomorrow night. So we're psyched for that. We're shocked as you. So get your jaws off the floor, okay? But hey, look. Even if we get kicked off before we get on, we've at least made it into a TV guide. I mean, That's exactly it.
We're really excited, and our fellow podcasters / radio people, Amy Phillips, Danny Pellegrino, and Ira Madison III are also going to be on. So if you're not already listening to their shows, you should be.
Yes, do it. Everybody, we are so excited to be here for Below Deck Mediterranean Day.
Oh, yeah. I was really happy with this episode because last week it was a lot of like, Rob and Jess, are you in your head about something? A lot of that. But this week we got back to a lot of like, a cucumber, you guys lost a cucumber, is that what you got to do? You got a cucumber? I was like, that's what I like. I like a crazy British chef yelling.
Yes, the great cucumber war of 2020. I mean, just when you thought 2020 couldn't be crazier, we've got a cucumber fight. Okay. And then you really want to get fucking nuts, add an avocado to the mix.
Oh my god, it reminds me of a joke I was told in first grade. What's green and walks through walls?
What?
Casper the Friendly Cucumber.
Get it? Ha ha.
Get
ha.
It. Ha ha. All these years that joke has stayed with me, and I never really understood why. And then I realize now it is the perfect union of Tom and Rob.
Well, before we get into this, I have something pretty dark to bring up. Previouslys, I don't know if you noticed this. I certainly didn't notice this last week, but I have a question, Ben. Okay.
Oh, geez. Yeah. What's wrong?
Rob is talking to Jess. She's in bed, and he's on the bottom bunk, like sitting there talking to her. And he says, the old me would have beat the shit out of her. Or the old me would beat the shit out of her. That's his subtitle. Was he talking about his old girlfriend? What is that about? I'm uncomfortable.
Is that what he really said?
Yeah,
he said the old me would have beat the shit out of her. I thought it was like the old me would have gotten the fuck out of. Wait, let's see if I can look online.
I was darked out when I read that. I was like, what? I don't remember that happening last week.
I am going to double check. Okay. I'm on YouTube television. I'm gonna see here. See what I can. Previously on, the old me would have. Oh, it's too hard for me to look this up on the fly. My ex-girlfriend reached out. She's upset. The old me would have beat the shit out of her.
What the hell? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Does it mean like if the old me would have just told her to fuck off? That's kind of how I'm going to choose to take it.
I think that's what it was. I'm not sure. Listen, I don't want to be defending him Let's put a pin in that, because it's weird. If he said that previously, that means he said that on an episode. And then, like, if he said that on an episode, wouldn't the internet be all mad?
Yes, that's what I'm questioning.
Maybe there was an error in maybe it was an error in how it was written.
Yeah, well, let's hope so, because that popped up right at the beginning of this episode, and I was like, excuse me, sir. So the old him would have gotten text from his ex-girlfriend and been like, fuck off, you know, like he would have been really mean to her.
That's really bizarre. I need to you know what? I'm not going to weigh in until I like actually like sit down and watch that clip again in the full context, because if it's out of like,
yeah,
I just want to know.
Yeah,
too dark.
But there it is.
Dark.
Okay, there's the open with a question, a podcaster question. So then, are we in Ibiza? Oh yeah, we're in Ibiza.
I don't know, but I had many dreams about Ibiza last night, and I blame this show. Like I had a dream that I went to Ibiza with a bunch of friends, and it was like, but it was very bright and sunny, and I was like, I can't believe I'm in Ibiza. Isn't this crazy? I'm in Ibiza, and then like I woke up. And then I went back to sleep again, and I was like, oh, I'm still in Ibiza. It was like one of those, like, it was like one of those things where it was like a different dream, but it still took place in Ibiza. I was like, I've got too much Ibiza in my brain. Who the hell told me about Ibiza, bitch? It's this show.
So they're at a club in Ibiza, and Jess is all alone, swaying, like trying to sip on her drink. But Rob and Aisha are about to have a child together, in her mind. But in real life, they're just standing there, and he's doing that can trick on his hand, where he's like, look at me, I can hold a can in the palm of my hand. It's the suction, but I don't want to press hard. Down on your hand, let us take a selfie. A very, very selfish naked selfie.
One can't help but look at this can attached to this hand and think, what a wonderful relationship. They have something special. They're attached. And yet, notice that the hand doesn't press too hard, and yet the can still is attached. And I hope that can would not resent the hand, because the hand is just trying to give some space to the can.
Get the fuck out of my face! Jess is like, don't talk to me. And he's like, for fuck's sake, man. And Jess is like, well, I'm not a jealous person. I'm just the product of divorced parents. So I just always end up getting cheated on or taken advantage of and throwing bricks through people's windshield or boiling their household pets. I mean, what?
Yeah. So then we see Bugsy and Alex making out, which America doesn't need. And then, look, then there's Jess doing shots. And now the crew's doing shots. And everyone's doing the shots. And then all of a sudden, miss me mom and me sister.
But just so it's not too dark, production throws in a shot of Malia doing the whitest white girl dancing whitest white ever whited. Okay.
It was like, yeah. My God. It was like all the awkward movements on all the beats.
Like cauliflower looks tanned compared to that dance. Okay. Yeah. So Bugsy's like, what's wrong with you, Alicia? What's wrong with you, Aisha? Why are you so sad? It's like, me mom. So then everyone heads into the vans back home. Home to the boat.
Boat home. And Bugsy and Alex are in the van, and they're close, and I'm going to put my hand on the camera so you can't see this thunder, private thunder that I'm bringing.
So then they get back, and they get out of the vans, and Aisha's just wasted, and Bugsy falls coming out of the car. Like everybody's just shit-faced at this point. And Tom is holding up Jess, right? I guess it's Aisha. And Tom is like, Malia, can you please help out with this one? And Jess passes by them and says, Rob will get her.
What was that? What was that? Jess, what was that? What was that? What was that? What was that? So then Tom is like walking with, he's like walking with like Malia and Jess. And he's like, Jess, you all right? You all right? She's like, never been better. Fuck you, fuckface, British fucker, fuckface. He's like, Jess, do you want a hand as well? Do you want a hand? Okay. So now Malia and Aisha and Tom and Jess are all walking and their like arms are all linked. And he goes, this is what you call a chain gang. Ha ha. Don't Google that with porn images. Ha ha ha. Or his mother calls them naughty things that distract me from my success. Ha ha ha.
And Bugsy just passes a golf cart and she's like, why don't we have a golf cart? And when she face plants, Tom's just like, well, there goes Bugs. Down like a plate of perfectly cooked potatoes. There's your potato karma in the bin, bitch.
So then Rob goes to complain to Alex and Pete. He's like, Aisha was in the car. And then Tom gets her and is like, Malia, come get her. And then Jess is like, Rob will get her. What the hell was that about, Brew? What the hell was that about that I'm going to get Aisha? Is that what I am, a piece of meat who just gets people? What was that about, Brew?
Jess, no serious, powerful woman has ever lost her shit over a man. Don't be the first. It's like, maybe not in your country. I don't know what the hell books you're reading, sir.
Yeah. He's like, and then Rob is like, I changed my flight to Bali. All this other bullshit. Which is why, here's the thing. People like Rob, guys like Rob, they do a grand gesture so that way they can then hold it over someone's head. Like, oh, look, I changed my flight to Bali and I made the entire crew do a scavenger hunt that annoyed all of America. I did that all for you. And now this is how you're going to treat me. It's like, well, you know what? You didn't have to do that, sir. You didn't have to do that. And no one cares. If you could change your flight to Bali, you can change your flight back. So enough.
Here I am taking a luxury vacation for you. It's all for you.
Yeah. And then he goes, This takes me back to times when I had to prove that I loved this person. Like that. It triggers me deeply. And then they just like show, while he's saying, talking about how it takes him back to a time when he's been triggered, they show like a picture of him sitting in like a yellow Ferrari. Like, look at me, triggered in the lap of luxury.
I'm like, what? Back when I had to prove that I loved that car. So triggered.
I was so triggered by this excessive luxury I found myself in, mainly on my rugged good looks as a model. I was so triggered.
And Alex is just like, you guys gotta have a convo, bro. So then Rob and Jess are in their bunk, and Jess is like, can we have a talk? Fine. Fine, then. You don't want to talk to me? Then go. I just don't want to play these games. So go. And he's like, maybe door slamming. It's not meant to be, then. Maybe it's not meant to be. And she slams the door behind him.
There's a lot of door slamming. It's like a British farce, but no one's laughing, right? Just like people slamming doors.
Yeah. Great idea giving all the couples their own room, guys. By the way.
Yeah, that worked out really well. Yeah.
So yeah. Bugsy is in the mess, and she's like, why are they angry with each other? And Alex is like, dude, I have no idea, right? And she's like, you know, we hooked up tonight. And he said, we just kissed. And she's like, in my book, that's hooked up.
I remember one time when I hooked up with my friend Joey McFlagahorn, and we had a beautiful hookup. And then he said, no, I'm 14 and you're 14 and we can't go down this path, and I've never hooked up with someone since then until tonight.
So Rob is like stalking around the boat all angrily, just walking around in circles. And then Jess goes up on the deck and she's just like standing there like, ah.
Yeah.
They're
doing that annoying thing where it's like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. Oh, you're going to go to a different part of the boat? Then fine. I'm going to go to a different part of the boat, but I'm not going to talk to you until you talk to me. I'm like, stop it.
And he passes by her without saying anything. It's like, really?
Really? Really? Even though I said I didn't want to talk to you, really? Really?
Yeah, so then Rob passes Bugsy and Alex in the galley and just, like, closes his door. And then we just hear Jess going to the same room and then crying.
Ooh. And slamming the door. Like, the door's been slammed, like, five times in the span of 30 seconds on this show.
So then the next morning, everybody has to get up. And Jess is like, seriously, babe, you're just not going to talk to me.
Well, just because I think I would like to go to sleep. Really? Really? Oh, you're unbelievable. Seriously.
Because I wanted to protect myself. I'm unbelievable. We both know what you're doing, and it is bullshit.
I love how he just like plays these mind games about protecting himself. He's this delicate husk that cannot be damaged by Jess wanting to have a conversation about something.
She's like, what am I doing? You know what you're doing. And she tells us, you don't just like talk a person into falling in love with you and then act like this. Who does that?
Yeah, because she feels like when she gets ignored, she feels like he's not being transparent. So there's that whole thing. And he's like, well, I would like to take some time to breathe for a little bit, maybe text my ex, and then we can talk again. You know, I just need space. She's like, you just don't care. He's like, I want space. I want conversation. I want space. I want conversation. I want space in a conversation. I love the space bar. No, me too. We love each other.
And they're waking everybody up. They're getting pissed off. Rob's like, my intentions have been clear. Bali. I shall go to Bali. She's like, maybe I'm not enough for you. Maybe I'm not enough for you.
And then meanwhile, And then meanwhile, over in Tom and Malia's bunk, it's like a contrast between this couple acting this way, and then you hear, come on, honey, we're getting up. It's going to be a great day here on the yacht. It's a great day for mother to be impressed with me.
Oh, and Aisha is sick. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm hungover. I'm a 20. It's embarrassing. It's like Dad says, when I'm drinking, I'm like a beautiful crystal glass. I can shatter easily.
I'm shattered.
So, hey, good morning. Good morning, Bugsy. Oh, how was your night?
Oh, well, I fell on my face. I was wild. Oh,
yeah, that's a good time. Okay, all cool. Let's get ready for departure. We're going to do your food metaphorically. Okay, everyone? And then you get to have a break while we go back to Mallorca. All right?
So Bugsy goes down to the kitchen and sees Tom. And she's like, well, I was pretty hammered, but it was a good time overall. Hooked up, major sexual activity happening with me.
Yeah. Bugsy is basically me after I got drunk for the first time. Like, oh my God, did you see how hammered I was last night? I had 3 beers. I was hammered. Did you see how hammered I was?
Emily is making Tom for toast, and they're talking that little cute, coupley way they do.
Toast like, for Tom.
Oh, now that is a toasty, Tom. That is a toasty.
He's like, very nice snuggle buggle. And he's like, so how long have Rob and Jess been together? 3 weeks? I mean, we were still banging it out then, weren't we?
Yes. If someone had taken a photo of us, you might have found us on one of those pornographic sites that you wouldn't want to search Chain Gang on. Am I right?
Remember when we were saying things to each other like, you are a stinker. No, you are a stinker. No, you are a bad boy. No, you are a bad boy. Oh, it's like dirty literature.
Do you remember how we would call each other late at night when we were on separate yachts and talk dirty to each other? Say things like, you're my little crumpet. You're my little Queen Victoria, aren't you? Remember those times?
Preference sheet meeting. Welcome to Chapter 8. We're going to be taking care of Eric Coulson. He sold a college admission prep company. All right.
Yeah.
And he's a huge, huge douchebag. Okay. Emilia reads his one of the sentences and it says, I like my coffee like I like my women. Hot.
Well, we didn't see any evidence of that. So, and activities, guests request an ultimate frisbee match against the crew. I mean, come on. I mean, this is not right. And then, and of course, Bugsy's like,
ooh, that's going to be really fun, really fun.
Of course, Bugsy is going to be, like, excited about Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah.
It has the word ultimate in it.
Yeah. And they also want to do a naughty game night with the crew. These guys, I feel like this charter is so thirsty to be on TV because they want to do all this stuff with the crew. I mean, I just feel like it's kind of bizarre, right?
Yeah, it's very Damon. It's like the Damons again. It's like a different version of the Damons. They're going out of their way at this point to just only get pigs on these charters. So Alex and Rob are talking, and Alex is like, you know what, buddy? I think you guys are just starting to figure each other out. And Rob's like, well, she thinks that my intention wasn't there, and my intention was there. It just triggers me when people don't see that my intentions are there.
Yeah. So then, meanwhile, Jess, like, walks into the galley, and she's like, Bugsy is like,
good morning, Jess! How did you have any fun last night? Were you a fun little Jess bugger, little buggy Jess? Would you have a good time? Oh, that slamming of the doors, that must have been so fun for you. Have a good night there, and you don't have a headache right now. I hope my voice isn't piercing through your eardrums. Do you have a fun night, Jess?
It's like, this is the time of my life. What's wrong, Jeez? What could be wrong? It's like, well, I'm detached. I just, like, I don't even know why.
I feel like Rob wants to hit eject. I'm like, let him hit eject. He's the most eject-worthy person of all time.
Yes, let him eject you. It's time to return to the video store and find another title, girl. So Bugs is like...
Boat romances that turn bad affect the entire crew. I know, I've dated a few guys on cruise. It has never gone down well. One time when I was 14, I kissed a boy in a canoe. And let me tell you something, I haven't kissed a man on a boat ever since then.
Rob, come talk to me, because Jess is really upset. You need to talk it out. You guys are not coming out of here until it's resolved.
So they just both sit miserably on the couch and stare at each other, like out-victiming each other. Like, I'm sad. No, I'm sad.
No, I am.
No, I am.
They're acting like they're in a Mike Figgis movie. Like, they're just all, like, moody and independent. And he's like, why has it gotten to this point? She's like, I just feel like a piece of you is shut down or detached. The way I'm detached. Detached is sort of like my word for today. He's like, I'm not detached. It all stemmed from me having a conversation with Aisha. And you're still holding on to it.
No, I'm like, not.
See, I fucking hate this guy right now. Because this guy is, like... This is gaslighting. I mean, she did go nuts over a stupid thing with Aisha, but she was already annoyed because at dinner, he totally condescended to her and was like, be present, be present. Let's not talk about Leonidas, the gay man I used to work with. Be present. That's what I'm trying to do. And she's like, what the fuck? So he put her in that bad mood.
I mean, they're both so fucking annoying at this point. Just make it stop, okay? That's all I ask. Yeah. I'm not even picking sides at this point. Just both of you, shut up. I can't have this be every episode. So Jess like, your energy was, like, off and away from me. And, like, I still want to feel like it was, like, you know, in the beginning, you know? Like, it's my truth. And he's like, so how do we move on? She's like, I want to be like before. And he's like, me too. Be mindful. Oh, fuck off.
I know, seriously.
Fuck off. It's and like then my he starts, spirituality is the problem.
Exactly. And then he starts saying, again, he casts himself as this like delicate flower that's been trampled on. He's like, after being so closed off, I wanted a fairy tale type thing. And it's reciprocated. And I believe that now. I believe that now. That's why I want a reciprocated fairy tale. I'm like, okay, you just wanted to get you wanted to get it in, okay? But you wanted to come off as the good guy. So let's just be very clear about that.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Yeah. So Aisha tells Malia that she's been really homesick. And she tells us, I just want to go home and live a normal life, have a car, have a gym membership and a bedroom, hang my clothes up. Well, I'm going to vomit. And then she vomits.
Yeah, she just throws up. I also like that when Malia is around Tom, she starts to get a British accent, because when Aisha was telling her about how she was like crying, Malia goes, was it a drunk cry? I'm like, where did that come from,
yeah,
Malia?
Yeah, she deretes out for sure whenever
she
she's
totally
around
deretes.
Tom.
All crew, time to shake it off like Taylor Swift. Shake it off, shake it off. Listen, we play hard, we work hard, and we're going to dock hard right now.
Malia, may I have some tongs? You know, Malia is a massive help to me. I know she wants to prove herself to Sandy, and if I fuck it up, she'll look like an idiot, and Mommy will be very, very angry.
Hey Tom, can I have a spatula?
Oh, you want a spatula? Well, let's see if you can prove your worth here in this kitchen here. Here's a spatula. It's my arch nemesis. You better watch the handle. It's a naughty little handle. Okay, you better watch it. It sometimes falls off and it is horrifying. Good luck with that, Malia.
Cleaning, 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 cleaning. Everybody's cleaning. And Jess is just tired and hungover, so she's just lying on the floor where Aisha does windows. And it's just like, I might barf on this orchid. Now, why were you fart? Oh, I did just barf on the orchid, actually. Sorry, orchid.
So, shattered.
Why were you farting last night? She's like, well, he thought I was mad because I was, like, jealous of you. And I was trying to tell him, no, like, it's you. And Aisha just laughs and says, this is the stupidest argument I've ever heard of.
Yeah, and Jess hates that. Jess hates how, like, Aisha is just so dismissive of her. Because, I mean, Aisha is right with everything she has said so far, but Jess hates it, you know? And so Jess is like, well, I'm just scared this relationship is going to go downhill. Well, I guess you're going to find out in Bali.
And Bugs comes in and Jess is just lying there. She's like, girls, are we moving? She's like, no. So Bugsy just drags her across the floor. Like, come on.
You can do it. I've got a gold star for you somewhere.
So now there's like some stuff happening with the deck crew. There's some stuff with fenders, and Malia's teaching Rob about ropes again.
And now it's time to dock. All right, let's go and dock, and this should be easy and fine. We're just doing it. We're just gonna smooth in like getting into bed for a nice long nap. Everything is fine. And oh god, I lost the bow thruster. Drop the anchor. No bow thruster. Uh oh. This yacht needs a nap, and it needs a nap quickly.
Beep, beep, beep. Oh, my God. We're all going to die. Death drama. Anchor drama.
So the electricity went out, and someone has to change one of the... What do you put? I'm going to change this little thing in the electric box. What do you call it? I'm going to change it.
You flip the breaker. You're going to reset the breaker.
The breaker.
So he goes and Sandy's changes like, the breaker. It's like, oh, okay. Well, it's back. Look at that.
Yeah.
It's like, we have lost all power, and without the bow thruster, I cannot control the bow. And what that means is that we're probably going to hit something, if not run over something, if not set off a bomb. There will be an explosion. We're all going to die. This boat is sinking. This is the last. You'll say, oh, everything's fine.
Everything's
never
fine.
Mind.
Oh, wait. I hear that. I hear that alarm. I hear that alarm. It's like, oh, no.
This is the ghost of Hannah trying to sink the boat.
Yeah.
I found a kangaroo head down there. And I went to... Jim Bob went to flip the breaker, and he found a kangaroo head. It was very innocent.
There's a kangaroo head, and it turns out instead of a breaker, there was just a crumpled up empty box of Marlboro Lights. So that was kind of weird. But, you know, it turns out everything's fine. No ghost of Hannah here.
There was also some old crusty marinara sauce.
That was my revenge, too.
Lara's ghost is here as well. Wow, very haunted.
Oh, wait, there's some mushy rice or something dripping out of there. That was me. Oh, gosh, a lot of people taking their karma out on this boat.
Let me tell you something. That moqueca down by the breaker, even though it was left by a ghost 3 weeks ago, still delicious. I'm just glad that breaker did its food.
I told that officer to throw down the anchor, and he threw down moqueca. Gosh, this could have been a disaster.
Wow. You know, Kiko may be gone, but he is never forgotten. Moqueca everywhere.
So they get in there, and Aisha calls her brother and is like, hey, Jimmy. Cries about being homesick and stuff. And then she tells us that, you know, she's been doing yachting for 5 years, and it's this like fast-paced, glamorous lifestyle. But, you know, all her friends from home are getting married, and she has nieces that she doesn't know, and she just wants a real life.
I'm shattered. So then Alex tries to do a chest bump with Rob, and Rob's like, I just farted when you did that. Ha, ha. You know, his farts are probably like,
they're so probably like sad trombones. Yeah, they're like,
just a sad fart. And then the fart's like, I just need some space, please.
Get it. So Jess and Rob are now making out again for whatever reason. So they're just making out. And then Bugs is in the kitchen with Tom, and she's like,
oh, I feel like you're looking quite good. And then I realize provisions haven't started yet.
Where are my provisions? I'm not saying that I'm going to lose my mind, but where are my provisions?
So well, he's like, party. Here's time for some provisions. But provisions. First, Aisha and Jess are making beds. And Aisha goes, is this blanket always this short? And Jess goes, yes, it's annoying.
Yeah.
Real the blanket.
I know. She's now like channeled her rage at Rob at the blankets, at the linens.
Yeah.
So now here come the provisions. And what could possibly go wrong? You know, we have a very even keeled, relaxed chef in the kitchen. We have fruits and vegetables and all sorts of things coming out of the boat. What could possibly go wrong? And then Tom goes, Malia, can you ask where the other kilo of mussels is? I had ordered 2 kilos of fresh mussels. Could you just see where they are? Everything's fine. Everything's fine. I'm totally calm. Totally calm about it right now, Malia. Could you find out where the other mussels are? Because right now I only have frozen mussels. I have a kilo of frozen mussels. This is totally inappropriate. Who eats frozen mussels? Who eats frozen mussels? Why do we even have freezers? This is the devil's machine. It's a box for the devil. A box for the devil. And mussels shouldn't go in it, Malia.
There are 2 different ingredients, frozen and fresh. One is for people with no taste buds, and the other is for refined palates that enjoy fresh food and occasionally cook for the Queen of England. All right. Emily is like, my boyfriend's really mad. You better watch out. My boyfriend is so mad. He's like, I put the order in 2 days early, and yet it's not here.
I mean, so the provisioner is like, actually, you requested... The provisioner basically writes back, is like, well, you requested 2 kilos of fresh mussels, and that's what we delivered. And he goes, this is fucking bullshit. It's 1 kilo. Look at this. I put the frozen mussels on the scale. That's 1 kilo. It's ridiculous. It's 20 minutes till the guests come. It's ridiculous. If you don't get it right the first time, I mean, I'm fuming right now. I don't understand what this is all about right now. I asked for 2 kilos. What part of 2 says 1? Okay. You can't even do simple arithmetic. Why are you even on this island? Why don't you throw yourself in and get eaten by a shark, you stupid fucking provision. I don't understand this.
And then it cuts to Bugsy going, "All right, Siren, save crew." And Rob's like, "I wish I could sit, but it was like a pebble." "The thing I don't understand is why people can't clean the toilet after they've pooped." And Jess is like, "Every time?" He goes, "Yes, every time." And then they make out. It's the most romantic conversation ever. Like, clean the toilet after you poop, Jess. Oh my God, that's so hot. At least you weren't saying it to Malia.
And that's back to Tom, and he's texting the provisioner, 1 kilo, need another one. And then Malia comes in, and she's like, "How you doing, chef? Busy as fuck. Look at this fucking job I'm having to do now. They're making me out to be a liar. The only person who can do that is my mother. And the truth is this, I'm not a liar. I always tell the truth every single time. Even me saying the truth is that is the truth, okay? And now they make me use my scale for this frozen things. I have things to do. I have potatoes. I've got potatoes to roast. I can't be doing this with the muscles. I can't be doing this for... Nah!"
And then the muscles are delivered, and Bugsy's getting them from the lady, and she's like, "Oh, we're so sorry. We give them to you for free. No problem." And she's like,
"Well, Tom, they apologized. They said they were totally in the wrong, and they sent the muscles at no charge and gave me a beret that says sunshine."
And he's like, "Tell them to go fuck themselves and get it right the first time."
Fucking morons. Fucking morons. What good is an apology? I don't care. It's a time-sensitive job, okay? And if you're going to provision for a yacht, you don't get second chances. You go with the provisioner. They mess up, done. I can't afford to go with you again. These muscles, it's time-sensitive. If these muscles aren't ready, the mother's going to yell at me. I cannot have that again. I say I cannot have that again.
So then the guests are coming, and the captain sees them. She's like, "Oh my gosh, look at that t-shirt, buddy. Look at that. So you're almost single." And he goes, "Ha ha, you got to read the back. It says almost married on the back. So in the front, it's almost single. And in the back, it says almost married."
It's a play on words, okay? It's really hilarious. Almost single, almost married. You had to be there to get it.
And Alex is like, "I'm a single, I'm a married." That's Rob and Jess's relationship in a nutshell. And Bugs is like, "Hello, I'm Bugs." And the guy's like, "What? Bugs? Like..."
He's like, "Bags?
Bugs.
Bags, bags. Bags. Who names their daughter Bags? What's up with that?"
And then the guys are like, "Cheers to being single and almost married." Ah! It's like, wow, that guy's getting a lot of mileage off that. That $5 t-shirt from the tourist shop.
"All right, let's take this tour. Here, right here, we have a bedroom. And over here is the galley. There's the coffee machine where we'll make your coffee like that. What's your women? Hot! Ho! Hey, yo!"
And they're like, "Hey, how come there's no mirror over the bed, huh? How come there's no mirror?" I'm like, are you, like, how many hotels have you been in? Like, how many times do you make this joke every time you go into a hotel? It's like the novelty of a hotel room such that you just have to make the mirror joke every single time.
Yeah, he's that guy who, when the waiter comes and says, "Did everybody enjoy their meal?" He goes, "Ha, I don't know if you can tell," and lifts up his empty plate.
Yeah, exactly. So then Aisha is talking to Jess, and she goes, "Ew, your hair is the same coloring as a cat."
She's like, "What? What does that mean?" She goes, "What the fuck cats, does that mean? They have the same hair color as you. You know, a cat." And Jess just like stares at herself in the mirror, and the music's like dun 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 dun. It's like a dramatic, and Jess just tells us, "What the fuck does that mean?"
It's like her deepest insecurity is being mistaken for a tabby. I've worked so hard to get past that stigma.
So time to release the lions. We're going to release the lions. And Tom is still down there going, "Unbelievable. Now I have 2 kilos of frozen muscles instead of 1 kilo of frozen muscles. Great."
Now he actually has his 2 kilos of fresh muscles. And he's now mad. Frozen. No, he said, I thought he said, "Now I've got 2 kilos of fresh muscles with 1 kilo of frozen muscles from before."
No, he's like, saying, "Now I've got two kilos of frozen muscles." Like, they fixed it, but they didn't fix it because the shit's frozen still. Emily is like, "Well, funny how that works," and goes, "Fucking mental."
"And this surface here, they say this is supposed to be perfectly flat. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I can sense this grade, and this grade is a little bit more than 90 degrees. It is not flat, Malia. It's not a flat surface."
So Aisha's delivering drinks to the guys upstairs, and one of them's like, "Oh, you got tats on your feet? Let's see them." She's like, "Oh, I've got tats on all of my toes of my siblings. There's Jerry, Mary, Tommy, Dormy, Lucy, Erica." She starts naming all these names. She's like, "I've got a very fertile father."
Yes, we all used to be in a band together, and we would sing songs by NXS to local taverns all across New Zealand. And this tattoo represents those days.
So then we see Aisha downstairs, and she's just drying glasses, and she's looking over the pref sheet board, and she goes,
"Brownies, female, no nuts." Oh, I get the joke.
And there's no music.
And she just doesn't laugh. If Aisha doesn't laugh after something, especially a joke about nuts, then you know you're really not funny. Because it's so, it'll be something, "Oh, look at that, it's a lemon. Oh, lemon."
You're hilarious.
I love a lemon law. Yeah, so now it's like, anchor down, anchor down. Lunch is pushed back to 3 p.m. and Ultimate Frisbee on the docket.
Yeah, so the guests make a bet with Bugsy that if they win, well, if the staff wins, then the guys will all show up to lunch in their Speedos. But the staff has to do the same thing.
Wacky! This is wacky!
You know what? I think seeing those guys all in Speedos is probably the reason why the staff lost. I think they actually threw the game. They're like, I think we should just go serve in Speedos instead.
Yes, please keep your clothes on. Yeah. So then Bugsy is with Tom, and he's like, "Well, she's saying she's going to get the lunch set up." And he's like, "It's chaos, isn't it? Sucks to be me." And she's like, "Would you pass me a tea towel?" And he just throws it at her face.
I thought he said six to be made. Like, the six to be made. Six little trumpets to be made. So, would you believe this? It's chaos. Chaos. But sucks to be me probably makes more sense.
Yeah. So then the crew goes over to... They get on the tender to go play volleyball. And Aisha's like, "Look, this will get me you guys in Bali soon. I can come third wheel, you guys."
Just like, "No. No, I will not." And then she takes her hand and then starts like cleaning her head. She's like, "Damn it, that cat thing really got into me."
And back on the boat, Bugsy is just taping mustard colored shit to everything. There's like big paper fans and hats and all this stuff. And Alex is like, "I'm your number one fan. What's the theme today, Bugs?" And she's like, "Not sure. I've got Spanish flags, Spanish hats. Spanish? Maybe Spanish."
Maybe Spanish is the theme, considering you're being served tapas for lunch. So then, out on the beach, the frisbee game is going on. It's fun. They're throwing that frisbee around. And Aisha's like, "Oh, classic John Wick move I tried to do. We just play normal frisbee in New Zealand. Classic America has to make everything ultimate. Oh."
And the guests are, of course, kicking their butts. And then Malia is with Tom. She's like, "Smells delicious, honey." And he's like, "Well, doesn't it? The first days I was nervous." And then we see clips of people like, "I've got shells in my oysters." And he's like, "But I've always wanted to be the best I can at something. I put pressure on myself because I know I can do it. And if I can't, then why am I a chef? What am I, some apologizer? No. What am I, some frozen muscle deliverer? No." Jesus, Tom.
"I might as well be a poor person on the street begging for things, begging for frozen mussels, because guess what? That's what frozen mussels are good for, throwing them at poor people on the street."
Mm-hmm. So then we see Pete. Pete gets one line in this episode. He's like,
"He does.
Malia, we're ready for pickup and you are." Yeah.
Well, guess what? They're heading back. The guests won the ultimate frisbee game because they're probably the only people who are actively practicing it at their age. And so they're going to... That means the crew is going to have to serve in Speedos this evening. And then we see Rob and Aisha. They're sitting... So, and then we see in the mess, like, Sandy's sitting there, Rob, Aisha, they're eating lunch, and Rob's next to Aisha, and Jess walks by, and she goes, "I've given up." Like, they're literally just eating lunch. You need to chill out. You really need to chill out.
I know, this was their conversation. Rob goes, "Oh, look, I'm next to you."
"I'm sorry."
"You better be."
"Please forgive me, sir." She's like, "Oh my God, fuck them."
Yeah. So then Aisha grabs, so now like in the kitchen, there's like, it's time for the tapas to go out to the guests. And there's like a plate of, looks like it's like potato chips of some sort, like homemade potato chips. And toasts, or is it toast? Whatever it was, Aisha grabs it and like two fall off the plate. She goes, "Oh, no, I'm so sorry." Oh, fuck me. She's good, isn't she? She's good. She's as good as a doorknob. A doorknob that's detached from a door. Because what good's a doorknob if it's not on a door? Stupid doorknobless person.
It's like, just go, just take it. And one of the guys is like, whoa, these eels are like $1,000 a pound or something. So Tom's still kind of cold with Alicia, or Aisha. Why do I call her Alicia?
Alicia.
He's like, so how are they doing? She's like, they're loving it, moron. So then Rob and Jess are in their room, and Rob's like, what's wrong? What is it? She's like,
nothing.
What is it? I'm triggered.
You know what, Jess? Don't do this whole thing. Don't make us sit and watch you talk about how I just want to have a conversation. Like, if we don't talk about it, it's not fair. And now she's saying, nothing. Like, I can't. Like, I've been sticking up for you.
Enough.
And now you're doing this also. Like, it's terrible.
Is it going to be 4 more episodes of them? Because I cannot. So it's just like, you would like some pork, Billy? And so she goes down to Tom and she's like, wonderful lunch, Tom. They're loving it.
They should love it because it was cooked by an expert hand, someone who could someday cook for the queen. Am I right, mother? Am I right, mother?
So some of the guests go on toys, and some of them are like, hey, anybody want to learn jujitsu?
This guy's like bar trick, right? Like, you probably go to every bar, he's like, hey, who wants to learn jujitsu? I know how to teach it, right? Who wants to learn? It's like, oh, God. There's Johnny with his jujitsu tricks again.
Yeah.
So he's going to teach jujitsu, and Malia, while this is happening, Malia decides she's going to take a nap, and Bugs is going to take a nap, and Tom decides to take a nap too. And so Tom goes into the room where Malia's in bed, and he goes, now be careful, the angry monster's coming in.
Ooh. You're a stinker. You're a stinker. You are. You're a stinker. He's like,
why are you pushing me into the corner again? You're pushing me into the corner.
I haven't had a break for 12 hours. So then we see Aisha taking the jujitsu class, and she flips the guy, and Rob's watching, and everyone's having so much fun. And then in the galley, one of the ladies comes down, and Captain Sandy's down there. She's like,
hi, Sandy. I was just hoping we could get some cucumbers, like maybe with some salt and some olive oil.
And she's like, Bugsy, Jess, chef. Oh, God, someone find the chef. We need some chopped up cucumber. You know what? I'm going to go find the chef. You know, maritime law says if anyone waits for cucumber, this boat is going to be incarcerated. All right?
So it's 18 minutes into Tom's break. So she's like knocking. She's like, hey, Tam, are you in there? Maritime law is calling, and we have a cucumber emergency. The client wants cucumbers with olive oil and salt. Oh, Jesus Christ. Fine. So then Tom is like losing his mind, and he's like, if something very, very simple, like chopping up a cucumber, can't be done without waking up the chef, I think there are bigger problems than waking up the chef who's on a 15-minute break. Just figure it out. I'm like, well, first of all, it's minute 18 of your 15-minute break, so you're 3 minutes late, Mr. Perfection. And I remember things are supposed to be time-sensitive. Remember that? Also, what are the bigger issues? If you, like, this is literally your job, cutting up a cucumber. Admittedly, if be nice if the stews were not maybe doing jujitsu and they could have chopped up the cucumber, but also like chop the fucking cucumber and go back to sleep.
Yeah, so he's getting up, and meanwhile Aisha's in the galley now, and the captain's like, oh, these ladies want cucumbers, so I woke up the chef. She goes, oh, you woke him up, all right. So Tom comes in and he's like, oh, you couldn't do something as simple as chop a cucumber? She's like, sorry, wasn't my call. He's like, whose call was it? Sunday. Like, sorry. Oh, I'll get no break. No point in apologizing, kilo of frozen muscles. No problem.
I'm just saying. All right. All right. Whatever you're saying. Thank you. Thank you.
Why are you mad at me?
You know what? I'm not going to talk about this anymore. I'm just going to cut this cucumber passive aggressively right now. Mm-hmm. Chop, 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 chop.
So she's like, thank you. And he's like, all right, thank you. Well, I promise you I had nothing to do with it. He's like, really? Not interested. Not interested. Like, why are you pissed at me? I'm pissed at the situations. Could you take that, please? I very carefully chopped those.
I'm not pissed at you. I'm pissed at the situation that you caused. Okay, take it. Take it.
So she takes it, and the lady goes, "And do we have an avocado by chance?" And I was like, "Oh no,
not an avocado." Oh god, she's slowly building a sushi roll. Oh dear. So then Aisha's like, "Okay." So Aisha goes down to the kitchen, and she goes into the fridge to get the avocado. And she's, you know, because she's like, "I'll just do it. It's like no big deal." And Tom goes, "Oh, fuck off. Just give me the fucking avocado. Jesus Christ. Don't try and do it now." So she's like, "What's the fucking problem?" And then she starts to cry. This guy's made her cry because she's just walked into this thing. I mean, she's doing the thing that he said he wanted her to do. Yeah. And now he's mad at her.
She's like, "What's going on? I come up the stairs and Sandy said Tom was doing a cucumber jerry." And he's like, "All right, calm down with the waterworks. But why are you giving me attitude? Go have a fucking cry with Sandy then." He's like, "No, you feel the need to apologize. And I'm having a go at you, but you've done nothing to apologize for. So that makes no sense. Just listen to yourself, poor person."
"Why in the world would you ever apologize for something that you haven't even done? And that's the thing, it's just idiotic. And you know what's even more idiotic? Giving you 1 kilo of frozen mussels when you've ordered 2 fresh kilos of fresh mussels. I don't understand why people don't understand any of these things. Everyone's a moron around me. A moron, 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 and one stinker. One cute little stinker, but you're all morons."
"Well, I'm just saying I'm sorry for you for having to do it. I'm not apologizing." He's like, "Fine, then I'll accept that. Thank you." So she's like, "Geez." So she goes crying, and Tom, it's silent in the kitchen, and Tom just tells himself, "Just fucking get on with it."
Yeah. And Aisha's like, "Poxy, can I talk to you in the cabin? Wait, hold on, I'm just going to vomit." Okay, cabin time.
And that brings us to the end of this cucumber-heavy episode of Below Deck Mediterranean.
What a fucking prick. Like, be annoyed. I get it. You're allowed to be annoyed. But then don't start, like, cursing out Aisha, and also being just so mean about it. Just so condescending and dismissive. Like, what an asshole. Like, I don't know what Malia sees in this guy, because he is so tightly wound. That's probably why she always sounds like she's walking on eggshells when she talks to him. Like, "Okay, honey. Okay, sweetie. Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, you want your latte? I can make you a latte." Like, she's always doing everything to calm him down. And that's why she was so on edge when he first came on the boat, because she knows that if he gets unhappy, he's going to turn into like a whiny brat and throw a tantrum.
Yeah. Well, yikes. Yeah, he's a real Chefs. Shithead.
He really is, and he's hilarious. Hey, I love watching him.
Thank God, because at least he's entertaining to watch right now. Otherwise, it would just be, "Oh, I'm triggered. Oh, you hurt me. You hurt me. Well, you don't like me.
I know.
You don't like me."
I know. He cracks me up, but I think as a person, I would never want to deal with him.
Oh, yeah, total shithead. Well, everybody, that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mediterranean. Thanks so much for being here. Go watch us tomorrow on Watch What Happens, and we'll be back the rest of the week, guys. We sure love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Coutar. We love you guys.